You cannot hold your specific people responsible for the material in your shop if it is open to everyone. Only the people receiving, moving, and picking material should be allowed access to your inventory. After all, do you think your bank allows everyone to wander around their vault? Okay, hopefully you have an appreciation of the cost of lost and damaged material. Unfortunately, there is another reason material disappears: theft. Many business owners find it hard to believe that their employees would steal. But unfortunately, stealing, especially petty theft, is a very common reason for inventory shrinkage. And an owner who doesn't admit that theft is a problem is burying their head in the sand. Anything the company purchases is money taken out of the employees' pockets and invested into the belief that it will create a positive return and enable the company to pay the employee their salary. Every member of every business should understand fully the value of inventory. They must see the direct relationship between inventory in the shop and turning that inventory into cash by selling it to customers and using that cash to pay employees and other expenses. As was stressed before, employees must see all inventory shrinkage as an expense that reduces the amount of money available to pay wages and benefits. It takes money out of their pockets. Thank you for taking the time to improve your inventory control. My name is Joe Hodes, owner and president of the Hodes Company. Since 1943, we've been serving plumbing contractors with their inventory needs. For information on our exclusive inventory control program, please see our homepage and click on Stock Service System, or just give us a call. If ever you find yourself in Kansas City, we'd be happy to buy you a barbecue lunch and give you a tour of our state-of-the-art facility.